the STI did vote in a margin of 2-1 against the package, and the same in favour of industrial action. And I suppose their major concerns have been noted over the last year, but probably not picked up an awful lot by national media, is that we have a rush procedure. It's an accelerated senior cycle redevelopment programme, and we have great concerns about the package of measures that the government and the minister is offering to support the redevelopment. We firmly believe they're completely insufficient in terms of delivering a good standard of education, which we are renowned for in this country for the last, since re-education came in the 1960s.
Absolutely. You mentioned there the standard of education, and that's what it's all about, is providing that worthwhile experience for the students and the teachers alike.
Yeah, I think that's what, I mean, the public should be taking notice. Here are teachers voting possibly to take industrial action, where they've been offered a pay increase. It's not about pay, it's about educational standards. The Leaving Cert, it's one of the only things in this country that we have stood over and can't really be bought. It is a fair, you can say what we want about it, but it's a fair scheme. Everyone sits down, they do their exam in June. I know it's tough, but it is fair. And what they're proposing is to introduce a minimum of 40% projects. Teachers and the union is not against projects. What they're against is the fact that projects that can be done by third parties are AI. Completely, and that is the case for the science projects that are being introduced in September of this year to be examined in 2 years' time in 2027. That's what we're really against, that those standards, how can you stand over that where something can be done by AI?